They do a commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada, that is comprehensive. Still, if you like, you want to consult Lubhu Bhagavatamrita, the origin of Rupa Goswami, and also the chief pani by Jaya Sanatana Goswami on Bhagavatam. Kipani means the commentary of the commentary, the highest commentary. So that is Tippani, prepared by Sanatana Goswami himself, who had blessing from Mahaprabhu, that whatever you will do, Krishna will help you at that time. And he told that if you put your foot on my head, then I can get such courage. Yes, I am putting my hand on your head. Krishna will help you when you will begin your writing. And Sanatana Goswami forcibly took his foot on his head. Now I am sanguine that Krishna will help me when I am there. So this is the route that Sanatana Goswami has given. That is our the Supreme Court. And if we go, try to go against that, we shall have fear of committing offense against the true decision as which come from Mahaprabhu Sanatana Goswami. So we shall have to manage in any other way. Hare Krishna.
The person who offers prasad to the Lord, prasad may be in gradation?
Switching to the adhikari.
Yes.
Generally, I have arranged that one dal and the lapra.
Yeah.
And sour. That is for general. And for the patient, one particular rasa, which may be suitable for them. And for the guest, respectable guest, some sort of fair diet. Mahaprabhu always used to say that more deho labhra bhanjane, pithapana deho bhakta gane.
Yeah, we read that.
The rich dishes you should serve amongst the Vaishnava. But to me, I am a sannyasi, only ordinary things to to me.
Yeah.
So, on the background of that, only to take the body and soul together, we should take, and that we can collect some maximum energy and to devote for the service, but necessary. Milk may not be necessary for the body laborer.
Oh.
But the brain laborer, they must have some milk food. In this consideration, there is distinction. In our previous mot of Guru Maharaj also, it was like that. There was milk, and there was Pundarananda, the editor of Gauri. He could not digest milk. So the chana, chana, you know, the
kind. Yeah, chickpeas. Chickpeas.
That was necessary for him, and the milk for some. We ordinary people with the dal and the bhat, there is a saying in Vaishnava society, the one who can tolerate this dal and gal. Gal means abuse, blaming. Then if you want to become a Vaishnava, you must be prepared to be abused very much from your superiors. You must not be ready, must not be very self-respecting, seeker of respect. But you should be prepared always to be punished, to be abused. You must be prepared. And also not much food, but only nutritious and less costly is dal, the pulse. And so you must be prepared for the less costly nutritious food, this dal And the gal means abuse of the Vaishnava. The chastisement, the chastisement, and the ordinary less valuable means pujita. So Mahaprabhu says, laugh rather than young. I am not climbed up to that superior section that will think, oh, this is Jagannath has taken the Swarup Damodar, was very clever. He puts on, you please taste how Jagannath has tasted it. Then Mahaprabhu was defeated. Of course, a devotee must try to see that how Jagannath has tasted it is very salty or very bitter, or how it is Jagannath has tasted. In that way, it is sent to the infinite, and not to limited to one's personal responsibility and risk. It is connected with the infinite. And Jagadananda, he did not know so much ontological question. He put the rich thing in the Mahaprabhu's pot and watching from far away, whether Mahaprabhu is taking it. If he does not take, then he will go and close his door and he fast, continue fast. And by fear of that, Mahaprabhu had to take something. This way. Pithavana deho bhaktagane tijiyasang nadusayo. They will be able to adjust, but we will be caught by the tongue test material world. This is sweet. This is very tasteful. The material taste and the sweetness will catch us down in the material world. Rich dishes, tasteful dishes for all. And Das Goswami went to extreme. The Jagannath Prasad, what even rotten, the cow, it was thrown to the cows, and the cows also took away their mouth from, and he took that, and with much water washing the external portion, the very little substantial what was found in the midst, he collected that with applying some salt, he used to take that for a long time. And he was the son of 18 lakhs, 20 lakhs of rupees income, father's only son. And he showed such example how a Vaishnava should behave. But they are all parts of the bhakta. They can, they have kept the standard, and they can live without food also. But we can't. We have to follow the middle path, that whatever will be suitable to keep up my body, and that I shall save the energy and devote for the service, I shall, my adaptability will be according to yukta vairagya, yukta ahara vihara, not more rich, not more poor. What will keep up my body and keep up, supply my best energy, and that should be devoted in the service of Krishna. That will be our line of adaptability with the external world. Yukta vairagya, not only our food, yukta ahara viharasya, also walking and also sleeping, whatever is necessary will keep me fit for the service. I am a servant. I must not neglect my food and become weak and won't be able to render service. That is also be lost to me. So only that much what will keep myself fit for service of my nature, for which I am meant. That's what I shall take from it. The rest, the sleep, the movement, always sitting, that is also maybe harmful. So, Jukta, Ahar, Bihar, then Shayan, all these things with temperate. Snan, exposure, in every way of life we shall be moderate. And the standard will be how I shall collect maximum energy that can be devoted in the service of Krishna and Vaishnava. That should be our idea. Adhiki nunatayancho chavati paramarthata. If it's too extreme, that will harm our cause. Adhikko. Much more vairagya and less vairagya. Only middle path. And that is one rule may not apply all. In individual case it will be someone cannot digest dal, someone cannot digest milk, someone cannot tolerate cold, someone cannot tolerate heat, in this way. So individual case should also be considered. The general rule is that. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Daska Swami was the Prayojan Acharya.
Prayojan.
Then what was his?
Because he hit the point, the Radha Dasya, the Swayam Bhagavan and Radha. Swayam Rupa, Swayam Rup, the qualitative current that is passing within the two, minimum of that, a point of that quality. Current we want. That is our the maximum, highest prayojan is there. The Swayam Rupa and the Swayam Rupa. When that class of positive and negative connected are playing, that is the highest of highest order. And the however smallest point we want of that quality. Rupanugodhara. And that is also maximum in quantity in that less grown girl devotees. They have got the free entrance in the deepest lila. But the grown-up sea friends, Sakhi, cannot approach. Not approachable by them, but it is approachable by this Rupa Manjari class. So these are very high talks. We are not eligible to speak out about all these things. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Janisha Satvabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami Jasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sanisha Pashyatuni. One section is awake, another is sleeping there. The plane. Just as Swami Maharaj told Chuttananda, if I, what we are talking in a particular layer, if I
tell you,
you will faint, that your consciousness will rise there to the point of zero, you won't be able to understand. Beyond the area of your consciousness, if you try to be conscious of that, it will be reduced to 0 point. Understand, not understandable. That means you will faint. Janisha, where one is awakening, another is sleeping in that plane. And where the others are awake, and the sadhus are sleeping there. In this way. Janisha, sabbhutanang, tasyang, jagati, sangyami. They have one particular plane where they are fully awake. But ordinary people is sleeping there. No consciousness. they can keep, raise that. And the sadhus, they also do not take down their consciousness to the filthy area where the ordinary people are very much busy. They are sleeping. They cannot, they also faint here. No trace of their consciousness in that area. This way. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. So, I want to retire. And now, what's the time?
10:10.
Move him from his place. If we find out that plane as our shelter. No adversity can remove, have the power to remove us from that plane. Such sort of mysterious affinity we have there within us. This is a squad. Does not care for anything but for the cause. Kama rupa, there is another. Sambandha rupa, kama rupa. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. It is difficult to find such a place. Where once if we can take our stand, can take our stand, no question of removal. Not flickering. None can separate the innate function. Back to God, back to home. Home means that. Inseparable. So sweet. So sweet, inseparable. The sign of home is such. It's evaluated, paile to kabhi na jiya hai, Mahaprabhu says. If forcibly separated, it is impossible. Almost he dies. That's that the fishes separated from the water, they will die. Something like that. But here, death is not possible, soul is eternal. So, as Swami Maharaj told to Chidananda, he will paint. In that plane, he will paint, he may live, but painting. তক হইলে চেতনা যদি হয় তার যোগ কবু না হয় বিয়োগ সেপারেশন ইজ ইম্পসিবল স্টিল ইফ এনি ওয়ে পসিবলি এনি ওয়ান ক্যান অ্যাটেম্প টু ডু ইট হি উইল ডাই অলমোস্ট বাট হি উইল ফেইল হি ক্যানট মেইনটেইন হিজ কনসাসনেস Not a child of that, a child of that soil. That is. Janisha Satvabhutanam Dasyam Jagvati. Yasyam Jagvati Bhutani Sadhija Pashyatu Muni. Hare Krishna. So manodharma means changing. Buddhi loka is more stable. The plane of judiciousness. That is more real, more stable. Then atmaloka is further more. In this way, the Paramatma Lok, which is our, according to our progress, we reach higher plane, and there it is possible for us to live for a long time. Sanatana Goswami has showed the gradation, how the sadhak is taken to a particular place and after living for some time dissatisfaction. Again some connection is given and he is taken in the upper layer. There after some this same dissatisfaction. Then some arrangement is made, some higher connection reaches him and he is taken on the higher plane. In this way, he is gradually taken up to Vrindavan through different positions. Vaikuntha, then Ayodhya, Dwarka, then Vrindavan. In this way. There is Svatyalok, Shivalok, Vaikunthalok. In this way, progressing. Dekhi aaje, Sharup, Sharup, naki naam, Vrija Kumar, Vyad Bhagavata Amrita.
Gopakumar.
His life began in a lower plane, gradually going up, showing the importance of different planes.
I have a question about this, is that Gopakumar, he seems to have the same inner nature, even though he's going through the different planes. He doesn't seem to be changing himself until he finds the plane in which he actually finds full satisfaction. But he's not seemingly changing himself. His identity doesn't seem to be changing as he goes to the different planes. He's always perfectly situated in his inner nature.
What does he say?
Gopakumar, he's going to these different places, as you mentioned.
He's not affected by it.
But he's not affected. He's always remaining in his own constitutional position. He's a braja, a brajavasi. Always. He's not changing. He's not being affected.
So our inner self is located there. If our inner self by construction, it is meant for Vrija, then the progress will be like that. Up to that, realization, he cannot feel any satisfaction. He cannot fully identify himself with other plenary activities. If one who has got his innate nature in Vaikuntha that determination, he'll remain there satisfied. But this Gopakumar means and then hitting his innermost tendency. Gopakumar, this name was given to him only by Sanatana Goswami, that his innate nature is Gopa. But if one's innate nature is Vaikunthavasi, Narayan Sevak, then he will go to Vaikuntha and there he will stay satisfactorily forever. Gopakumar, suppose we cannot see by through X-ray, it can be said. So, if a sadhu can see the, what is his innate nature, is he a unit of Goloka, and unit also of what group, not only in Goloka, in Sakya Rasa, Madhura Rasa, where his innate nature by X-ray, it is seen, and then that name has been given.
Gopakumar.
Gopakumar. তিনি জানেন যে ওখান ছাড়া ওর পিপাসার শান্তি নেই, তো সুতরাং যার ওই রকমের আছে স্বরূপে তার কেষ্টা এইরকম পরপর পরপর ওইখানে যাবে। সুতরাং তার স্বরূপের নামটা, তার মূল স্বরূপের ভেরি ইনেট নেচার, দি পারফেক্ট ইনেট নেচার, according to that, the name has been given to him, allotted to him, Gopakumar. And one who is in his self-determined stage, whose name is Gopakumar, his line of sadhana will be like this. He won't be satisfied anywhere, in any plane. Gradually he will go there and there, his sadhana will be finished. Means to end, the means will be finished there. And he is satisfied there because he had got his own plane, own home. Gopakumar means whose innate home is with the Gopa. He is Gopa. And if one is Vaikuntha Sevak, he will stop in Vaikuntha. This Hanuman, Kavi, Rama Sevak, he will stop in Ayodhya. That is the innate diagnosis is there. The innate nature is that of Gopa. So he won't be satisfied. Though he may be offered many things on the way, but he won't be satisfied as long as he cannot reach the Vrindavan. All tasteless. Sometimes for this time being he is trying to adjust with the environment, but he can't. Fails. Dissatisfied. Again, a new thing is given to him. He is trying his best to accommodate him with the circumstances, paraphernalia, but he can't. His inner tendency does not allow him to settle there permanently. Uneasiness, dissatisfaction. Then next higher, in this vehicle, he won't be free or won't be satisfied in any environment until and unless he reaches to that plane.
How is it that one develops this innate nature? Is it developed
it is not developed, discovered. It is sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana vida nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakottam hidi sadhana. What is already there, want to discover, to remove the covering. Sadhana means that. It is there in a very germinal form, inactive, covered, inactive. To remove the cover, and then it will assert itself.
So that means that the souls that are on the Brahma Jyoti, they have this innate position also?
A thousand times that has been answered by me. That is adaptability there. Both sides. The Brahma Jyoti, how can he enter into this mundane world? The possibility, the adaptability, we have to consider there. This is undetectable stage, undetectable stage, only with the influence of the lower it can come to the lower region, and with the help of the higher it can go to the higher region. The adaptability in the seed. You have to think out what it can be. It is in the buffer state, in the abscissa, and the undetectable, subtle thing. But the adaptability, endowed with the adaptability of both the sides, the higher and the lower. If it is possible that it can come lower, there is possibility it can go higher. But very minute observation one can detect that what is the higher possibility in him. Then it is caught that its higher adaptability, possibility, prospect in life is up to Vraja, up to Vaikuntha. In Vraja also, in different rasa, that is very subtle form, undetectable way, it is there. That is the Swarup. And without that Swarup, how we can come down here from this thought, undetectable position? That is Brahma. Okkhara. Khara sarvani bhutani kutastha okkhara uchyate. Kutastha, undetectable. Something like unknowable position. So subtle. The possibility, tatastha. Margin means neither actively participating in any side, but there is possibility there of participation on both the sides. Such is the wonderful position where the tatastha jiva comes. That is their question. Very impertinent question. It cannot be solved and conceived very easily. Very easily. But we must, we have to adjust with it. Adjust with it. Krishna tatastha shakti bhidavi prakar. By conclusion, it comes like that. It's created with the adaptability. That is undetectable. So it is there. The disease is there. And the cure is our desirable. And to go, for a patient, to go into the details how the disease can come in a body, that is with the doctor, with the student, medical student, not the patient. patient practically wants relief. Relief is his question. Important, how he can get relief. That is the important necessity in him. So, Gani Prayasam Udapasya. Don't try to know the whole mystery of the infinite mysterious power. You have no right to enter into all the details, then you will be another infinite. For this is an impossibility. Gani prayas. You finite, you want to measure the whole of the infinite. Absurd. Don't go to crush your brain, your head against the hill. What is your immediate relief? Try for that. A cure of the disease. That is your business. So, Gani Prayasam Udapasya Namanta Eva. Submit to the infinite and try to have your own quota. Mind that. Mind your own business. Don't go to interfere with others and the affairs. That is Srimad Bhagavat directs us. You mind your own business. How you can get the best benefit within the whole. That is your own business. That should be your own business. So, Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Just as eliminate your energy in the exploitation, so eliminate your curiosity of knowing everything. That is also not so undesirable. That is your enemy. In the way of your search for the real goal, they are enemy. How can I, how can I let loose all the energy I accumulated. How can I leave them? With so much endeavor I have acquired some energy, why should I leave them? Because you are going to drown in the water with those energy, with those gold coins. Leave the gold coins and then you can swim easily. The heavy gold coin will take you down. The gold coins live and be light and swim across the river. So energy is so long acquired, live. So the curiosity for knowing everything, that is also a subtle burden to you. Leave it. Mind your own business. Surrender. Surrendering. The curiosity is against, it is enemy to surrender. Curiosity of knowing this thing, that thing, many things, that is enemy to the principle of surrendering. He will look after. He is infinite. He is all good. Curiosity or the knowledge, or the nature of knowledge, he wants to take his own right. By calculation, whether I am given anything less, whether I am being deceived. In a soul I am going, in a plane I am going to enter, whether there is any possibility of deceiving me. So I want to know. I can't fit in the environment, but they can't tolerate. But this atheist, eliminate him. You follow it, okay?
Suspicious.
Faithless.
Suspicious.
Type. Suspicious and one, the another word, who has got not faith.
Faithless.
Eliminate.
Faithless.
Faithless, no, another expert.
Doubt.
Eliminate them. Eliminate them. They are not simply plain. Do not learn to believe
skeptic.
The environment, skeptic. Eliminate the skeptic. skeptic is not it is not fitted to live here. The skeptic should be eliminated. It is not a plane for the skeptic to live. Like spy they have entered. They are spy of the lower area. They should be eliminated. Only the candid, faithful, optimistic, they will be given entrance, admission here. The plane of surrender. None wants to, none can deceive by very nature. That is foreign to deception is foreign to them. And anyone in his heart with some with skepticism, they don't like his company. He's searching with some doubt. That man should not have such company here doing that. The spy of Maya has entered. He wants to take to measure everything and then to accept. That man must be undesirable in this soil. Phil, follow.
Yes.
Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Simplicity, then with our confidence, surrendering to the whole soil. The surrendering is only, surrendered only accepted there. If you come to calculate and to exact your gain here, such people we don't want. They should not live here, enter here. He wants his calculation for his own selfish view, selfish end. If you can give more, suppose if you are cheated, you will think you are unfortunate. Are you prepared for that? If you are cheated in any by anyone in that, you should have to consider that I am blessed, I am fortunate enough. There is a story in Ramanuja section. There's so many sannyasis. Ramanuja had a very favorite grihastha bhakta, householder. Some Dhanurdas or some, he was his name. Very favorite. So much so that even the sannyasins that renounced souls, they also have some jealousy over that. Then Ramanuj made an arrangement one day when the sannyasins went to take their bath. Their clothing were somewhere, perhaps in the sun or so. Ramanuj asked one of his disciples just they have put their bahirbash and the coping in a particular place, misplaced them, changed their position. Then when they came after taking bath, where is my cloth? Oh, you have taken it? Also say, you have taken mine? In this way they began to create a ram. What is Ramanuj doing? What's the matter? You are only, coping is your only wealth. Yeah. And there's so much attachment to that, that only is misplaced. And you are making the mud simply a place of battle. What is this? Then anyhow, subsided.